From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
AccuWeather's latest total solar eclipse cloud forecast is looking promising for some, but concerning for others. Most places in the vicinity of the path of totality will have to deal with some level of clouds, whether high or low. So, where's the best place for viewing? Well, AccuWeather lead long-range forecaster Paul Pastelak said clouds can break for some sunshine just in time for the afternoon viewing from Chicago to Cleveland. A narrow region of some good viewing is now opening up for cities like Kansas City, Indianapolis, and St. Louis. Major cities like Los Angeles, El Paso, New York City, Boston, and Raleigh should all have nice views of the eclipse from start to finish. Now, what areas face a cloudy forecast for Monday? Well, places along or near the path of totality that will have some adverse viewing conditions appear to be from Missouri and Kansas southward into central and east Texas, where it is likely to be rather cloudy with showers and perhaps some thunderstorms. There is also a concern that a band of clouds will move across western and central Pennsylvania and New York around the time of the eclipse. There's even a possibility of a passing shower, which could lower viewing opportunities for a couple of hours. In addition to the cloud forecast, there are a few factors involved in the weather pattern leading up to the eclipse that could affect those traveling to and from viewing locations. High southerly winds are likely across the central and western plains Friday through Sunday, with wind gusts between 40 to 60 miles per hour. So go ahead and batten down the hatches and make sure any loose outdoor items are securely fastened. A severe weather threat looks likely from late Saturday through Sunday from the western plains to Midwest, but less potential of making it to the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. Areas around Kansas City, Missouri, and Omaha can be in the path of these storms. AccuWeather Senior Director of Forecasting Operations Dan DePodwin is urging eclipse travelers to be aware of their surroundings. With so many people traveling to unfamiliar areas and camping or staying in an RV, it's important to take a few minutes to locate your nearest storm shelter. It may be a sturdy restroom building, campground office, a nearby public storm shelter, or even a 24-hour retail store. Those camping along the path of totality are urged to be prepared. Large hail can bring damage to vehicles, bring down tents, and cause injuries. Now, be careful where you park your vehicle and where you set up your tent or camper. Showers and drenching thunderstorms can occur across East Texas and the lower Mississippi Valley on Monday and slowly move northward into southern Oklahoma later in the day and night. Some of the heavier storms can produce flooding, hail, and brief, strong wind gusts. These storms can spread and extend toward western Texas late on Monday into Tuesday, and even expand into west central Texas. It only takes 55-mile-an-hour wind gusts to uproot trees, even less if the ground is saturated from recent rainfall. Trees can be incredibly dangerous in severe weather. It's important for campers to know where they can shelter before a storm moves in. Make sure you continue to check back with AccuWeather.com daily throughout the April 8th eclipse day for all of the latest eclipse cloud forecast information. That's all for now. There are more stories and regional forecasts at AccuWeather.com, and for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more weather news.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.